and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. You're listening to Auto World. We started this program humbly many years ago. 1992 was the year. Started as a one-hour once-a-week show, and we have expanded significantly since that. Thanks to you, all the folks on the other side of the radio. The telephone number to dial into us from anywhere in North America is 855-660-4261. Also, if you log on to Automotive, you log on to probably the best one would be to log on to either GCNlive.com, or if you log on to AutoWorldRadio.com, you can see the international call-in number. So if you're joining us via the Internet, via GCN Live, our automotive radio network live from overseas, we are live right now, so, and we would love to hear from you. So we'd love that connection. Also via the email, bob@boblongradio.com. A little later on in this hour, we'll be joined by a representative from Edmunds.com, who's going to be telling us about a lot of cool things. We were scheduled in this hour to be joined by a representative of the RM Auction Company, but they have been a little bit out of pocket today. I sent an email reminder to Amy Christie about the interview, and it may have fallen through the cracks. But luckily, the gentleman who was with us in the previous hour of the broadcast, Mark Evans, our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues, ASC certified mechanic and field producer here on the show, hung over into this hour of the broadcast because we have a number of things to decipher. And, Mark, I wanted to get back with you with my own personal dilemma here. I've had my baby, my 98 Corvette, which only has about 55,000 miles on it. I've basically had it kind of parked since my daughter was born. And now, within the next month, I'm going to be relocating here within Massachusetts. Of course, it's got a dead battery. That's a given. But what are some of the things that I need to do or hire someone to do to kind of resurrect the vehicle? Because I don't want to mess anything up. Should I change fluids? What should I do?
Yeah, definitely, Bob. You don't want to keep the car, sounds like, for you're going to let Lucy drive that, is what you tell me, right?
Yeah, I'd like to keep it. You know, if I win the lottery or if my multiple media projects come through, I wouldn't mind having a new car as well. But I'd like to keep this one just like you've got your collection as well.
You bet. And that's the key. The best thing, you know, like say the word maintenance, and like the biggest word you mentioned was fluids. You've got to get rid of brake fluid, and you've got to get the brake fluid system flushed, get all the goo out of the lines, brake master cylinder, and also all the calipers all the way around each wheel, and they'll see black Jed Clampett type oil coming out of the calipers. I mean literally, and a new fluid in there. And of course, today's brake fluid. Have you ever done the brake fluid flush?
I've never done a brake fluid flush on the Corvette. So
okay. So today's brake fluid. Literally, I just leave it the two words: brake fluid. The synthetic brake fluid is what Corvette recommends now. Of course, when they put that in there, you'll literally, Bob, your brakes on that Corvette will feel like a big wow factor compared to what it used to back in 1998. So you got to do that, and then at that same time too, they'll put the new synthetic brake fluid in there, and then they'll apply the brakes and all that, and they'll say, "Uh-oh," and then they'll check for leaks because it's been sitting around. So you got to make sure that the caliper pistons, they have a piston in there with a rubber O-ring around it, and the rubber O-ring's been sitting. You could have some leaky brake calipers, so be ready for someone the shop to call you and say, "Hey, Bob, you got a right front caliper leaking." And they're going to probably tell you, hey, we recommend, they're all the same age, and if this one's leaking, the left front will probably be leaking within mm-hmm. the first month, too. But, again, it's just to get you to your new locale, you want to make sure you can just stop it. So, it's just make sure that the rubber brake lines aren't going to blow so you can get over to the next place. Don't go, if you're only going to stay in your hometown and drive over, you're good to go with just a brake flush. And same thing here with the antifreeze, your radiator. If you haven't had that flushed out, get rid of the old antifreeze goo, the glyco, does break down. It does have a shelf life. The glyco that's in antifreeze turns into a goo again.
Uh-huh.
And you take that radiator cap off, and I know we have listeners out there listening to me with that, and we take that cap off to check to see how our fluid level is at the radiator, and they turn the cap over to set it down over on top of the battery while they're looking, and they look over at the cap, and here's this white, foamy, goo-looking stuff that's like, huh, what's that? Well, that's the glycote that's in your antifreeze. It's actually, it's an oil. It's a lubricant for your water pump. And it's not only just a, you know, wet looking stuff that goes in there to keep an engine from overheating, but it's an antifreeze coolant lubricant for a water pump. And so flush that out, get all the goo out of that, and then you won't have a water pump noise. We probably have listeners out there that's had that water pump noise before and say, oh yeah, I hear that weird noise. That's a water pump. Well,
mm-hmm.
Bearings out of it because of that glycoate broke down. You got goo. So flush that and same thing with engine oil. You know, do a lube oil filter and get the old oil out of there and get a new oil filter in there, new oil. And another big thing is, your air conditioning. Be careful there, because if you decide to turn the air conditioner off, it's been sitting for 2 years, and you know, air conditioning compressors, are pretty spendy, and if it's just been sitting there, have you been out starting it at all and idling it?
This was not a plan, I can tell you that, Mark. You know, when I originally parked it a couple of years ago, you know, it was not my intention of keeping it. It's been in the garage, so it's not been in the weather, and, the exterior is spotless. It still looks like a pretty much a brand new car. But, you know, this has been because, you know, all the changes that have happened in my life professionally and having to work so many hours and then having the baby and all those,
sure,
all those things. So it wasn't intentional. And I did go out within the last 6 months to try and just start it. And of course, the battery is deader than dead. So I
yeah,
kind of anticipated that anyway.
Right. And you know, I should have started, let's go back, and before we do brake fluid and antifreeze and all that, Bob, and you definitely got to do gasoline first. So, I got to back my bus up here because I don't know how old your gas is in that gas tank.
Gas is probably, you know, from, what yours is probably from, Lucy was born in September of 2010, it's probably from like August of 2010.
Okay, what you got there then is you're basically, I'm glad the battery, I hate to say this, but I'm glad the battery was dead, because what that just saved you is that it's got an electric fuel pump, and what you've got sitting in the gas tank right now is brown gravy, and the only thing you want to put that on is some mashed potatoes.
Oh, it's that bad. Because
okay.
I should have put Stabil or something like that in it. That's what I should have done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, that gasoline that's in the tank is brown gravy, I'm telling you. And then as soon as you turn that key, if you put a new battery in there and you turn the key on, you'll have power, and the electric fuel pump will pump up that old, and you'll smell it too, Bob. Take the gas cap off for me, and just stand there. Don't put your face in the trough there with the gas cap now.
Uh-huh.
Pop the gas cap off, and keep the garage door closed. Don't start the car or anything, but just take the gas cap off, and then let me know if you smell antique. It's a horrible varnish smell. It's
really
horrible.
Yeah.
It smells like turpentine varnish that somebody put on an old piece of furniture that even the turpentine refinishing product isn't good. So if you smell that, which I'll put all my money on it, you'll smell it. And at that point, what you got to do is you got to flush that gasoline out of there, and you got to get the gas lines flushed. Because you do have old gas sitting in the injection system in that car, in those injectors. And what'll happen is, those injectors on a Corvette or any car, you can take the most economical car out there and a fuel injector will be $75 each.
Ooh, all right. More bad news for me here on Auto World. Straight ahead with Mark Evans. Don't go away.
Burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We finally have a winner via email on that trivia question left over from a another hour of the broadcast. A six-pack, what was that in muscle car terms? And, of course, it meant free two-barrel carburetors. So congratulations to Richard in Alabama, Decatur, Alabama. Thank you very much for emailing me up. We'll throw another quick one into the mix here as well. Something also from the era of the muscle car, from that general time period, from the muscle car age. Of course, there's a new muscle car age here with some incredible vehicles that are being produced for 2012-2013. But let's go back. What was the ultimate GTO? The ultimate GTO. They made a special edition GTO. It was called the something. It was the GTO, and then it was called The Something. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. Mark Evans, our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues, a great guy, broadcaster, and field reporter for the show here, has given me advice as I did a dumb thing. I parked my beloved 1998 Corvette that I bought new back in 1998 in my garage 2 years ago, took it off the road, saved a little bit of money, all that kind of stuff. I didn't expect to keep it off the road. Now I'm going to be relocating within Massachusetts here, and I need to start thinking about resurrecting it. So Mark is telling me all the work that needs to be done. And Mark, it sounds like this is going to be a pretty big process, and if I hire someone to do it, this is going to cost a bit of money.
Yeah, I hate to say it, Bob, but it is. The gasoline's the biggest part, is the getting the old gasoline out of there, the old gravy that's in the fuel tank and the lines and the injectors and all. But the thing is, overall, and I've got old. This is a newer car than my ones that I have. You know, my vintage and classic cars I've got sitting here. And I, you know, the truth is, as a doctor of metal, the worst thing you can do is just let them sit. And
yeah,
the best thing you can do is just go out and start them. And not only does that, and sit there and let them get up to operating temperatures, and then just hit the brake pedal a few times. And what that does, you're actually working everything. You're making it all work. You're making the antifreeze go. You're making the fuel go, the carburetor go, everything. I mean, the electronics, the lights, like, turn the headlights on them, I turn them on bright, I make the alternator work, I'm making the battery work, everything's working. So then you could do that every 2 weeks. But if you don't, you know, over the long run, like you were thinking, more than likely is, well, if I just let it sit, then I'll take the insurance off of it and I'll save money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bob, hate to say it, but now you're going to put that money you thought you were saving out there. But here's some tips on that gasoline before you go out to buy that new battery. If it wasn't that battery fun to get out of that Corvette, those aren't easy.
Well, luckily on the fifth generation Corvette, not as bad as the older one. It is under the hood, unlike some of the earlier generation Corvettes where the battery was in a mighty funky place.
Yeah,
because I owned a C4 Corvette in my time as well, and that one was under the hood. But the earlier Corvettes, the C3s, which were made for a bazillion years from 68 to 1984. The battery was in a very funky place.
A lot of the owners, you know, when the car didn't start or they were having problems with that, got a kick out of it because they'd always, Mark, I'd look everywhere for a battery, and I don't think I have one.
It's just magic.
Yeah, it's like, no, a couple hours later of labor time, I'll get that battery out for you.
That's very good.
And the funny thing about that, which isn't too funny, everybody's always trying to save a buck. I'm one of them too. And everybody, you know, says, you know, well, geez, Mark, what's the battery going to cost? Give me the cheapest one you can. And I look at them and say, well, no, wait a minute. You're paying me 2 hours to find a battery, get a battery out, put another battery in 2 hours. Why don't we put a battery in there that's going to last another 7 years? So you don't have to pay somebody 2 hours labor, you know? But this whole thing with your Corvette, you know, it's a car that it's worthy of getting back up and putting some life back in her. And that car, Bob, you know, for a fact, it smiles when the back tires are smoking, you know. So you got to get that car smiling again.
I definitely do. And it's a lesson learned. I had a Mustang that I owned for a lot of years. It was something I bought when I was a teenager like yourself. And, you know, I ended up keeping the car more than 25 years. And, you know, but with that, you know, I did, you know, my life is a little less complicated than it has been in recent years. But I used to do, like you say, I would start it up. I never let it sit for any longer than maybe a month. You know, that was about it, you know.
So, yeah, I've always said the best aftershave a male could ever wear is to go out in the garage and start up a car and get some exhaust fumes on him, you know.
So it's a good lesson for me, and I still have, you know, as long as we're talking about my personal vehicle here, you know, my Corvette, the fifth generation Corvette, has two plastic fuel tanks that are in the middle of the car. And, you know, it was cutting edge stuff, and, you know, ironically, there have been some recalls on later models of the Corvette, the same generation, the fifth generation, 2003, 2004, because I have a leak in my gas tank, and I was told by a dealership that it was going to be a big deal to replace the gas tank, because not because taking the plastic gas tank out, but because the stuff holding the gas tank up is evidently a little bit rusty. I used to, when I lived in another home, used to keep this car outside, so it's only in the last 6 years that it's been inside all the time. And the dealership guy told me, you know, this is going to be a real problem. You know, we're trying to get that old gas tank out and put a new one in. You know, some of that stuff may break. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, absolutely. I completely forgot, you know, we were talking with Kyle in the first hour about the cornering lamp falling out, and I completely forgot, Bob, that, you know, and you mentioned when we first started off with weather out here where I'm at, we have basically no humidity. It's very dry, and I completely forgot that you folks in the east, you know, have humidity and a lot of moisture, which, in another word, is rust. So I forgot about that word rust out where you're at, and absolutely, I hate to say it, but I, without even looking, I do know that you've got rust under there because of where you're at, located. And I'm from Illinois, and I got to tell a real quick story quick. When I was a little kid, my parents had a 54 Ford, and I remember riding in the back seat, and I remember the left front headlamp literally fell off the front fender. And my mom was driving, and she went, "What was that?" And she clunk, clunk, the car went clunk, clunk, and, well, she was out in the freeway. Because of the rust, the left front headlamp completely fell out. So I got to go back into my childhood here because I do remember that. And that was back in Illinois because of the wet winters and the humidity and stuff, which I don't live in that kind of climate now. So I got to remind you, I guess, too, and me, too, and all our listeners that back, you know, when you're in the humidity type of climate and you got some long, long, wet winters, it is rust that appears. Mm-hmm. So your straps, the straps and the harness that holds those tanks up is very complex. It is. It's very expensive. And I got to tell you, you can do this yourself. Get on the internet, and I'll be more than happy to help you out here too on the internet. And I can do some calls and or emails. I've got friends in the junkyard business, recycle yards out here where it's dry, and we do have Corvettes, your age of Corvette, sitting in our wrecking yard.
All right,
out here,
hold that thought, Mark. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. After more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons. ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. We're live all across North America and around the world at GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Mark Evans has had an extended visit with us. And, Mark, I so appreciate your personal advice on my my classic, semi-classic 1998 C5 Corvette. And we got to resurrect it from its present state. And we'll definitely be in touch on that. And we can't wait to get you back on the show with us. All right, looks like Mark, are you with us?
Yep. You there?
Yep. Got everything. Yeah. Everything's working right now.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to say thanks again for having me on and being able to help our listeners. And whenever you want me to fly out and burn some rubber in that Corvette, just let me know.
Sounds good, Mark. We'll talk with you real soon. Thanks again.
Thanks, Bob. Talk to you soon.
Joining us now on Auto World, it's my pleasure to welcome the gentleman who is the consumer advice editor for Edmunds.com and Edmunds Inside Line. And the gentleman's name is Ron Montoya. Ron, welcome to Auto World. How are you doing today, Ron?
Hi, Bob. I'm doing great. Thanks.
Well, this is really exciting, these stories that you've been working on. We've been talking a lot of different topics here on today's broadcast, but one that everybody can relate to is a story you've done, Top 5 Ways to Make Your Car Run Forever. And certainly with the economy not being in the best place right now and with the average age of a vehicle on the American highways, the oldest since World War II, you've got some great advice here. So tell us about some of the top 5 ways to make your car last forever.
Sure. I mean, these are some tips that to some people they may seem a little bit obvious, but just when you take them all together, it's going to really help your car, you know, run forever in the long run. So I think for us, the most important one is just to follow the vehicle's service schedule. And there's a lot of people that they just take their car in for an oil change, right? But they don't take care of the other aspects that may need attention. So take a look at your owner's manual and see what kind of services are available and follow the mileage for each of those services. Then you'll know exactly what to do and, you know, which ones to take care of first.
That's really good advice. And another thing we should also perhaps preface that with is that if you, you know, you don't put that many miles on your vehicle, if you do a lot of short runs or you do a lot of extended idling, sometimes it's a good idea to, you know, look even closer at your service manual, because there may be a special schedule for folks like that.
That's true. In some situations, they do have a time instead of a mileage recommendation. So let's say, for example, it's either 1 year, 10,000 miles. So it just varies by car, but that's a good point.
Tell us about some other ways that we can make our cars last forever.
So one of the other ways is just to kind of check your fluids and your tire pressure regularly. So, you know, just pop open the hood every once in a while, take a look at your oils, take a look at the coolant levels. You could just kind of see it in the reservoir there. You want to take a look at the transmission fluid if it has a little dipstick for it. Just pay attention to the color of it, see if anything looks weird, see if there's any leaks underneath the car. And as far as taking care of your tire pressure, this is something you want to do, if you can, at least twice a month, because just being a couple pounds off on your tires could affect your fuel economy. So not only that, but it'll wear out your tires faster. So take a look at the recommendation. You should find this on your door. And when you open the driver's side door, is a little recommendation as far as how much pressure you should be having in your tires. And that should let you know how much to put in there.
You know, that's a really, really good point, because lots of folks neglect tire pressure. I mean, folks are so busy these days, but tire pressure is so important, not only to the handling of the vehicle, but also to the wear of the tires, and it affects fuel economy significantly as well, Ron.
Yeah, definitely. You know, nowadays with gas prices going up and down, you want to be on top of things that will help improve your fuel economy as much as possible.
Let's talk about some other ways. I understand when it comes to starting up your vehicle, you should go easy. Explain a little bit what that means.
Well, you know, we've all known someone or been guilty of this ourselves, that in the morning you just fire up your car and then you just start giving it, you know, real hard acceleration or just braking hard. And basically that's not really that good, because you haven't given the car a chance to warm up and get to the adequate operating temperatures. So it's going to just place more stress on the engine that's needed. So if you can avoid that, you know, give it a couple seconds. Cars these days warm up fast. I'm not saying you should just sit in your car, you know, for a couple minutes. Just, you can continue to drive, but just do it very slowly and just moderate your speed.
That's a really good point. Another one that you suggest is to listen for odd noises, and I think this is very important. I mean, lots of folks crank up their stereo and, you know, are busy talking on their cell phone or through their Bluetooth-enabled device through their vehicle's entertainment system, but every now and then you should just be listening to the sound of your vehicle.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've all been guilty of just leaving our radio on and we don't actually listen to the ambient sounds in the car, but this is something that will help you spot some problems early on. For example, if you hear like a clicking noise when you're driving, excuse me, that could be a nail that's stuck in your tire or something, you know, causing a problem there. So you could just pull over, take a look on all your tires, see if there's anything there. Or if you have kind of a slight scraping noise when you come to a stop, this could mean you need new brake pads or your brakes are in bad shape. So these are just a couple of things to be aware of when you're driving and just want to listen for anything out of the ordinary.
That's a very, very good point. And another point that you bring up here in the five steps, five easy ways, top ways to make your car run forever, has to do with driving style. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, driving calmly is what we call it. And it's just, you know, when you accelerate, just go easy on the pedal. This is something that it's just, it's good for the car in general, but at the same time, you're going to end up saving a lot of gas. We found that in some situations when you drive, just have a calm driving style, you can save up to 30% on your fuel economy. That's a huge difference. And it's just, you know, we've all seen people that they like to speed in the morning. They go 80 miles an hour on the freeway. And just, if you just follow the speed limit, just drive calmly, like, give yourself enough time to where you need to go, you're going to find that not only will your car last longer, but it's going to improve on its fuel economy as well.
You know, that's a really good point. Another thing that you bring up in this great article that folks can find at Edmunds.com is about not panicking over wear and tear, and that's a really good point as well.
yeah, you know, as a car ages, it's just inevitable that things are going to break down. Don't panic. Don't feel like you need to get a new car. That's always the more expensive route. Just take care of the issues as they come around, and you'll find that, you know, it's just going to – it's just part of owning a used car. It's just be aware of the maintenance schedule. So one of the things we recommend is actually set aside some money in your personal budget to just in case repairs come up. Then you're not caught off guard. You have, like, sort of an emergency fund, and you won't be so, you know, stressed out when repairs are needed on the car.
That's really good advice, and you know, there's a way to do it. I mean, for example, as you cite in this article, and this gentleman I've interviewed many times over the years, Irv Gordon, a very unique guy. He loves his 1966 Volvo P1800, doesn't even have air conditioning, and he's driven this car nearly 3 million miles. I remember when it turned 1 million, and then Volvo had a huge celebration for him in New York City when it turned 2 million. And Irv is the kind of guy that, you know, he'll drive hundreds of miles just for lunch. he's a really cool guy. Have you had the chance ever to chat with Irv?
Yeah, I did get a chance to speak with him a couple of years ago, and you know, you would think that he had the Da Vinci Code secret of figuring out how to take care of your car, but he said it's real simple. He said, I just follow the maintenance schedule as best that I can and just drive the car that like you love it, right? You just want to take care of it as best you can, and it's going to help you the car will last you as long as possible.
Yeah, that's a great question to throw up for our Auto World listeners. I'd be curious to see if we have anybody listening to the program right now who has racked up a tremendous amount of miles, you know, 200, 300, 400, 500,000 miles. If you have, give us a call, 855-660-4261.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Every 40 seconds, a child goes missing somewhere in the U.S. You can help find missing kids by donating a car or boat to Find the Children, a nonprofit organization dedicated to finding missing and abducted children. Fast, free pickup, and your donation is tax deductible. Call anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 800-384-7098. 800-384-7098. That's 800-384-7098.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Bemplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Here's another brand that's gone away. There'll be more, no question about it. Welcome back to Auto World. My name is Bob Long. We're getting some great consumer advice from the consumer advice editor from Edmunds.com, Ron Montoya, who just gave us some really cool ideas, the top five ways to make your car run forever. And Ron has also put together a three-part series, and he calls it the Debt-Free Car Project. Tell us a little bit about how this project got its start, what was its inspiration, and tell us a little bit about the different chapters. You've got three different chapters of this story.
Something that we kind of came about with us, we had seen reports of a lot of consumers going to these buy here, pay here dealerships. These are dealerships that focus on consumers with poor credit, and they sell them cars, but at very high interest rates. Mm-hmm. And we felt like, what if we could save up some money and buy the car ourselves and not have to pay those interest rates, right? So we were trying to do what a consumer would do, but just giving them an alternate path. So we picked the amount of around $3,000 roughly for a car, and we tried to see what was out there, to see the condition level of these cars, and just kind of, we ended up buying a car. We got a 96 Lexus ES300. This was the car we chose because we felt like it was a reliable car. It was a good price. It was in great shape. And basically, the project is to keep this car for a year, drive it as we would our normal car, and just kind of chronicle what kind of adventures we come across in terms of expenses, what it takes to repair this car, and just everything to try to keep track of the total price of this project.
I can't believe, Ron, that you actually purchased this Lexus for $3,800. I mean, this is a luxury car. Of course, its underpinnings are shared with a Camry, but nevertheless, it's a premium vehicle. You got a really good deal. Does it have a lot of miles on it?
At the time, it had about 135,000 miles. We've since placed more miles on it. One of my colleagues, he actually took it cross-country, and he's put a number of miles on it, and it's hasn't really given him any problems.
Oh, that's amazing. And in finding these vehicles, the affordable vehicles, I know, you know, my parents always paid cash for cars, and that's the cheapest way of doing it. And of course, back then, a new car was $3,000 compared to today when a new car is $30,000, just a regular car. But nevertheless, there are so many tools available now that weren't available in the 1970s and 1980s, and that is the Internet. I mean, there are so many places that you can look for cars now, Ron.
Absolutely, and that was our primary tool in helping us locate this car. I mean, you can cover a lot of ground without even having to leave your house by using a number of online search tools. We use autotrader.com. We use eBay Motors. We even use Craigslist. And just this will help you. You can filter it by price, and you could find cars, you know, in your area, see which ones are closest to you, see which models you're interested in. And it helped us really narrow down the search for us.
In this particular instance, Edmunds, of course, is located in Southern California. Did you have to go far to get this particular Lexus ES?
Not too far. We went to Pasadena, which is roughly around 30 miles from Santa Monica, California.
Yeah.
So it wasn't too bad, but we certainly opened the search net as wide as possible. We were willing to drive, you know, all the way to San Diego if need be. So, you know, we want to expand the search as much as possible. This way it will give you more chances to find cars that are in your price range and that are in good condition.
And another thing that folks should take advantage of is something that Edmunds.com offers, and that's true market value of a vehicle. Explain that a little bit more, Ron.
Sure. True market value as it pertains to used cars, it just gives you an idea of what people are paying for this car, and you can get a private party price, you can get a used car dealership price, and you can even, if it's a newer car, you can get a certified pre-owned price. And this will give you an idea of what people are paying, and when you look at a price that's being listed online, it'll give you a reference point. And if the price is more, then you can go up to that person and say, hey, look, I've done my research, and I saw that on Edmunds.com, the TMV price is less than what you're asking for, so can you meet me somewhere in between that? And that just will give you a head start as far as you're negotiating.
One of the things that you recommend, you know, once you've kind of narrowed your choices down is, you know, actually dealing with car owners rather than going to car dealers. What are some of the reasons that makes that the more compelling way to go?
You know, we've just found that the prices are better with private party purchases. Dealerships tend to mark up the vehicles a great deal amount. And just in general, it's just easier to negotiate with a regular person. They may not be as skilled as negotiating as a salesman would be. So we found that it's just better. And they have more of an intimate connection with the car because chances are they've owned the car. They've driven it for the last couple of years, so they know any outstanding issues that are going on with it. Whereas if you go to a dealership, you're going to just have to just sort of take their word for it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And there are scammers out there. There's no question about that. Let's talk a little bit about what is always a hard part of buying a vehicle, whether it's a brand new vehicle or a used vehicle, and that's the negotiation with that private owner. What do you have for advice on that front?
Well, the best advice I can give is just to do your research. You want to know the value of the car, know what it's worth so that you have something to kind of check your pricing on. So, you know, as I mentioned, do the TMV price on it, get to know what it's, you know, what the value is. And then you want to make an offer that's just within the ballpark, but not too far off. So you don't want to completely lowball the guy, then they won't take you seriously. You want to give a price that you feel is about, you know, if we're talking about a used car, you know, people tend to negotiate in larger chunks when it comes to used cars. So, you know, don't be afraid to offer $1,000 less than what they're asking for. And, you know, they may meet you somewhere in between.
And, of course, you close up the deal, and then we move on to Chapter 2 of the Debt-Free Car Project. And, again, you can find this on Edmunds.com. And it's all about preventive car maintenance and a to-do list. It's not unlike what we were talking about as far as making your car last forever.
Exactly, but when you buy a used car, all these things are going to be immediately up front. So, for example, our car needed new tires, it needed an oil change, and it needed a new battery. So this is why we recommend that when you're searching for a used car, try to buy something that's towards the bottom of your budget, and that way you'll have some money left over to take care of these things that are immediate fixes. So, you know, when you have a new car, or I'm sorry, when you buy a used car, sometimes the tires will be in old condition and they'll need to be replaced. So if you have enough money for that in your budget, they won't catch you off guard. So, you know, we had to repair tires. We had to change the battery, and just it's just something to be aware of that you're going to have some expenses up front.
Absolutely. And did you take the vehicle to a Lexus dealership or where did you have it repaired?
So our first trip was to a Lexus dealership, and it ended up being the most expensive route. We ended up paying $150 for an oil change and tire rotation. So it's pretty expensive, and I have to point out that Santa Monica in general tends to have higher labor rates, almost $100 an hour. But the one good thing was that they gave us a sort of a roadmap as far as what we needed to take care of on the car. They gave the car a nice inspection, and we were able to determine that it needed a lower control arm. I believe there was an oil leak that they pointed out. So it's just it helped gave us a plan of action for some future repairs. We didn't necessarily need to take care of them all at once or even at that dealership because they were asking for some pretty high prices. But at least we have a plan of action to, you know, move forward with and see if we can get that taken care of for cheaper down the line.
So when all was said and done, you shelled out about $723 for preventive car maintenance. That's not bad at all.
It's not too bad. We really did our research on everything that we needed. So if we needed tires, we looked as far as all the shops in the area. We called around, looked at the, you know, least expensive ones. And, you know, it's just you got to do your research when it comes to, you know, taking care of maintenance or just anything on a car, because just making a couple of phone calls can save you hundreds of dollars.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. We're talking with Ron Montoya from Edmunds.com, where he is the consumer advice editor. He put together a wonderful three-part series. It's available free of charge for you to look at Edmunds.com. It's called The Debt-Free Car Project. And as we look into Chapter 3 of this evolving story, this is something that's going to be going on for the year. Let's talk a little bit about something that we touched on briefly there when it comes to buying a car. I mean, there are internet scams out there, and there are what some people refer to as curbstoners. We'll have to get you back on the program to talk about that, because this is just a great story, Ron. But in the meantime, everybody check out Edmunds.com and do a search for the Debt-Free Car Project. And we'll get Ron back for Chapter 3 and more updates. That's going to do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.